For this Wednesday, August 13th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. We start some news out of Evansville as University of Evansville officials say the school has been recognized as one of the best colleges for 2025 by Money Magazine. According to a press release, Money uses research and advice from the nation's top experts on education, quality, financing, and value to create a practical analysis of the nation's best performing colleges. Officials say schools were ranked in quality of education, affordability, and outcomes, including graduate earnings. UE was previously named to the list in 2019 and 2023. On Tuesday, Evansville Regional Airport officials presented their vision for the future, emphasizing its role as a vital community asset. One development discussed was the implementation of new AI technology designed to assist hearing-impaired travelers. They say the system would provide real-time transcription and visual cues for important airport announcements and information. Airport officials also emphasized a growing focus on community partnerships, collaborating with local organizations and businesses to support regional development. Officials also touted their Fly EVV First campaign, and frequent flyers say it has definite advantages. Officials say they've also introduced therapy dogs to comfort and help alleviate stress for travelers. A key message throughout the State of the Airport address was the economic impact of EVV on the region. Switching to some state news, Indiana House Democrats will join Texas House Democrats in Chicago today for a joint press conference condemning the Republican push to redistrict states before next year's midterm elections. Democrats in both Texas and Indiana have called the unprecedented mid-year redistricting effort backed by the Trump administration a threat to democracy and also an attempt to rig an election. Last week, Vice President J.D. Vance met with Indiana Governor Mike Braun in a closed-door meeting where a number of issues were reportedly discussed, including redistricting the state of Indiana prior to the 2026 midterm elections. President Donald Trump has ramped up the pressure in recent weeks on Republican-run states to redraw congressional boundaries to maximize the GOP's partisan advantages in coming elections. The joint press conference featuring both the Indiana and Texas Democrats is planned for this afternoon. So far, no official call has been issued by Indiana Governor Braun for redistricting. A special session needs to be called to begin the redistricting process. In sports news, we start off by checking out tonight's local sports action. Mount Vernon and North Posey girls golf play against each other at Country Mark Golf Course at 4:15. Mount Vernon boys soccer has their scrimmage at Boonville at 5:30. In Major League Baseball from Tuesday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost at home to the Colorado Rockies 3-0. The Cardinals' record is now 61-60. St. Louis will try to bounce back and get a series victory in the finale today at 1:15. The Chicago Cubs fell in their series opener at the Toronto Blue Jays 5-1. The Cubs sink to 67-51. Their series at the Blue Jays continues this evening at 6:07. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Philadelphia Phillies at home 6-1. The Reds improved to 63-58. They play the rubber match of the three-game series today at 4:10. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, August 13th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.